In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If anyone doesn't have palms, please get them, because they're in the narthex, just in case somebody may have passed them. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. This is, despite the fact that we know what's coming, because we know that there's a Passion Week in front of us, where the Lord will suffer and go to his death. This is the single most joyous day for us Christians in the entire year aside from Pascha. Now, why is that? Because this is the only day when the Lord was acclaimed by everyone. Even at the resurrection, just a few knew. The Christian message took hold slowly. The day of Pentecost gave it a bit of a boost, that's for sure. But even so, it was a gradual increase throughout the world. And at no time except today, when the Lord was here in our presence, as he is today, was he acclaimed like this: the Son of David, the King of Israel, the King of glory, the one who saves, so that even the stones themselves would cry out if they were able. This is why this day is celebrated in such a great manner. Because after all these weeks we've had of fasting and lamentation for our own sins and transgressions, and we're going to do that again very soon, in spite of this, the tone today changes. Because this serves as a reminder for what all of Great Lent was about: the proclamation of Jesus Christ as the King of the universe. This is what we all love. This is what we are all here for. And this is what we're all called upon to proclaim ourselves when we leave here this day. We are absolutely not to retreat ever in our proclamation of the Christian faith. Now soon, we will go through the Passion with him. We will understand that he is the bridegroom, and that our lamps need to be filled, and that we have to be prepared. And we will soon understand how he institutes the Holy Eucharist, the body and blood of Christ, which divinizes us and saves us. And we will go through the horrible crucifixion with him. We will stand at the foot of the cross while he is hung on it, and hear those words, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And the next day, we're going to take him down from the cross and place him in the tomb, as did the noble Joseph of Arimathea. And then we will lament at the end of the week before the tomb with the Mother of God and with all the host of angels and saints. And then finally, at the very end of the week, we will stand waiting and watching in complete darkness, in complete silence, waiting for that great moment of the resurrection when we are told to come and receive the light, and then process around the church and finally proclaim those great and wondrous words which bring us into the light of the resurrection. But part of that light is available to us right now in these palms and branches. Palms were always a sign of victory. And that is what our Lord Jesus Christ attains today as he enters into Jerusalem. He has just sent up a flare. I guess that's one of my favorite analogies. He has just sent up a flare when he raised Lazarus from the tomb. And indeed, we still celebrate today what we celebrated yesterday. And in fact, it's interesting liturgically that we actually hear the apolitikion, the troparion for Lazarus twice today, and Palm Sunday once, because the two are inextricably linked, because the Lord, before going to his Passion, gives us a taste of the universal resurrection by raising Lazarus from the dead. Of course, Lazarus, his life was in danger at that point. Word spread like wildfire. The crowds gathered. Everyone heard about this unbelievable miracle which Jesus had wrought, even though Lazarus had been 4 days in the tomb and smelled. 4 days. But yet in that one moment, when he raises Lazarus, the smell is gone. The life returns. everything is there in Lazarus. And from that point, Jesus, who knew he had to go into Jerusalem, even though some of the disciples were quite distressed about some of the things that he was saying that were going to happen to him when he got there. Even because of that, yet he goes into Jerusalem, and the crowds are enormous. They are greeting him for who he is. How often we hear that at the end of Vespers. He that is, the great I am, is among us. And the crowd finally proclaims that to the joy of all present. But we know that these same people that are proclaiming him with such energy and delight and fervency in prayer are going to turn against him with that same fervency the next week. They're going to abandon him. The apostles are going to be scattered. Everybody's going to be thrown into confusion, because even in their best moments, the apostles did not understand what was going to happen. They did not understand what the Lord really meant when he said that he was going to be persecuted and crucified, and the third day would rise again. What did they think he meant? That somehow the things he had done were going to be ever present among them, the good things that he had accomplished? They did not understand what that really meant. But we, 2,000 years later, we do understand it. We do know this. And yet, all of us, throughout our lives, knowing the joy of Palm Sunday, knowing the passion that he endured, knowing the resurrection from the dead, and despite all of this, for so many years, we too so easily turn away from him. We abandon him also. Anytime we sin, we are turning away from him. Anytime that we are not present for the divine services, we are turning away from him. He is always there beckoning us back, saying, look to this day. Look at what is happening. Look at the fact that you are here. You are proclaiming me as your Lord and God. Do not abandon me this coming week, but be with me every day. Suffer with me. Go through all the things that I went through, because in the eternal mind of God and in the teaching of the church, he's going through it again. It's being made present to us. The one time that he enters into Jerusalem is happening today. The one time he is hung on the cross and rises from the dead is happening this week. It's all made present for us. That's the beauty of our faith, because we don't have to have lived 2,000 years ago to understand all these things, to have experienced all these things. We are experiencing them now. That's what our Lord wants to remind us of on this day, that his glory is here for all of us to partake of, that all of us should come to him, that all of us should finally, in the end, recognize him as the King and Lord that he is, the God of the universe, our creators, the one who is, and that who has to be worshipped because we are his creatures. So my dear brothers and sisters, exult in this day. Love this day. Think of this day, what it really means, and don't let go of that spirit that you're finding here today, that's going to carry us all through this great week of the Passion. Because the more time you spend with him this week, the greater the glory of his resurrection is going to be to all of you in your hearts. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.